I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't want to do a job for you, but just go by what's been done. There were no consequences for the people arrested.
Craig, let's be clear. Don't bait us, okay? Don't bait us. This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety. So don't bait us. What we're saying is, as a result of what happened last night, there have to be consequences. We've got teams of people that are aggressively out there identifying the people responsible, looking at the plates, and we're going to bring them to justice. But when we do, and we do make those arrests, our expectation is that this is going to be treated with the level of seriousness that it should be, period. Don't try to bait us, mischaracterize, pit one against the other. We're not playing that.
Yeah, Mayor Lightfoot, I'm pretty sure that the people of Chicago, the tax-paying citizens of Chicago, are the ones who feel baited right now. I'm pretty sure that when you answer the question from that reporter who says that there have been no consequences for people who have been arrested, there is historical factual data that can back up that statement. And her only response is, how dare you? Give me a break. We're not that stupid. I know that Illinois continues to elect Democrats like Mayor Lori Lightfoot or like Governor Pritzker or like Mike Madigan in office. I could look at the voters and go, well, that was pretty dumb. Why do we keep doing this? But we're not this stupid, and our eyes are wide open. I just saw a video on Twitter of all of the bridges in Chicago were up to stop people from getting in. That probably stops people from being able to get out as well, if basic science serves me well. What in the world is going on in the city of Chicago, and what kind of impact is this destruction, like the actual destruction that is taking place at these stores, the downtime they're going to have, the amount of commerce that is supposed to be taking place downtown? First of all, there's going to be an amount of time that they're not going to be able to shop there. And second of all, who's going to feel safe? Who's going to feel safe in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's city of Chicago? Well, Jeannie Ives is here to answer some of these questions for me. She is a former Illinois state representative who I have supported very much over the course of her time as state rep, as she primaried Bruce Rauner and almost beat him, and is running now for Congress to flip a blue seat to red. Jeannie, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Annie. I'm delighted to speak with the people down in the southern part of the state.
Well, we're really hoping for Jeannie Ives' victory here to give one more seat to a hopeful Trump White House for another 4 years and take a seat away from Nancy Pelosi. But you've been watching what's going on in the city of Chicago, and you know, you were pretty close to being able to challenge J.B. Pritzker for the governorship. We've seen Mayor Lori Lightfoot rebuff Donald Trump's offer for federal assistance to get Chicago in order, and she acted like she had it under control. Sure didn't look under control last night.
No, look, she was supposed to be the law and order woman. She was supposed to be the former federal prosecutor who was going to set things straight and make sure that both Chicago Police Department played by the rules, but also everybody else played by the rules. And her tenure so far has been a complete disaster when it comes from the law to the lawlessness down here. And it's really funny because today I opened up my Chicago Tribune. Actually, I didn't even have to open it up. Front page, top of the fold, biggest article was that under Kim Fox's tenure, over 30% of felony arrests have been dropped. 30%. This is record breaking. So they're not prosecuting the crime even when it comes into place. They're not even going in any further into investigating. They're just dropping these charges. And both Mayor Lightfoot is letting this go on. Kim Fox openly said, look, rioters, looters, they're just letting them blanketly off. What are you going to get more of when you don't adjudicate it? You're going to get more of that. And this has been going on constantly from the end of May until now, and there's no let up at all. It is very dangerous in the city of Chicago. It is empty on beautiful summer nights when the streets should be full of people, packed. It is completely deserted. It's depressing, quite frankly.
You know, the way you talk about Kim Fox there in Chicago, here in St. Louis, we have Kim Gardner, who has, we had a night of protests that turned into rioting a few months back. It ended the life of retired Captain Dorn. And Kim Gardner, she let all those people go as well. So when this reporter asks Mayor Lori Lightfoot if they're going to, you know, there haven't been consequences before, I think in a lot of ways, Mayor Lightfoot and Kim Fox also as well are responsible for emboldening these people to create this type of situation where nobody's going to want to go downtown Chicago to spend money anymore. Why would they want to go there? Why would they feel safe?
Why would we expect anything different from the Democrat politicians in the state, though? I mean, if it's not literal lawlessness on the streets of Chicago, it is lawlessness in Springfield under Mike Madigan. I mean, the whole corruption scandals that have broken out over the last year, the fact that he is won't come clean on his participation in this, the fact that he won't step down. Look, when you see your leaders get away with corruption, why don't you try it too? I mean, literally, it is complete lawlessness. And we say, really, in this election, are you going to accept, do you want law and order or do you want mob rule? And mob rule isn't just on the street mobs. It's in the halls of political activity mobs. That's what's happening in the state of Illinois.
Let me ask you about J.B. Pritzker, the governor of the state, who is frustrating on a daily basis for me specifically in southern Illinois. But he's got some questions that I think he needs to answer too in his connections with Mike Madigan. We know that there are Pritzker hires that were Madigan influenced. At least that's what we've been told. Madigan is proven to be a part of this corruption circle, which everybody has known about for a long time. There's just been some actual paper put to it here recently. But in your opinion, having served in the legislature with Mike Madigan, having been just a few votes shy of being able to challenge J.B. Pritzker yourself, what kind of hope does the Illinois voter have right now, maybe being a step closer to actually calling out this corruption and making a change here in the state of Illinois based on the most recent events?
Well, this is the closest, certainly, that we've come to seeing it all unravel for Mike Madigan. I don't know that he's ever been named as public official A in official documents to which a major corporation who is quasi-public-private has had to pay a $200 million fine and work with federal investigators for the next 3 years. So certainly this is as close as he's come. I personally think that they would not have gone this far did they not have more on him. I hope that pans out. Regardless, the man should step down. Certainly there's been lesser folks under this type of scrutiny that have resigned their positions. And Mike Madigan should say, hey, the game's up, I'm gone. But he won't. He holds on to power. And here's what's worse. Both the private unions and the public sector unions are pulling up. Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash are flowing into Mike Madigan's campaign coffers right now to help pay off his lawyers as they try to defend him and keep their grip on power. Now, that is something, if you are a union worker, you should think about. This is what your union leadership is doing. I am not blaming the individual union members. I am saying your union is contributing hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep Mike Madigan in power. What does that say about you? What does that say about what are you a willing participant to this type of corruption?
Yeah. I want to give you an opportunity to go even further on that and to separate, as you just did there, the union members from the actual union, because I think that there is a huge opportunity right now simply based on the tax burden that anybody who is in the state of Illinois, if they're going to raise taxes and to try to completely protect the pensions, the unsustainable pension system that we have in the state of Illinois, they're going to have to raise taxes on those public workers too in order to fund that. And it seems as though there isn't going to be an amount of taxes that can be raised to get us out of the trouble that we've dug ourselves into. Do you think that there is a possibility that there are going to be some votes casted maybe against the progressive income tax and hopefully on the same ballot as a vote cast for Donald Trump and a vote cast for Jeannie Ives over Sean Casson to turn that seat from blue to red? Of people who may not have voted Republican before, but they see that it is in their own financial interest to maybe go against that union and actually do so this November.
Well, I will say I am very heartened by the conversations I've had out on the campaign trail by literal Democrats saying I am voting Republican. I've had enough of it. This is the last straw. And I do care about my tax situation, and it's getting worse in the state of Illinois. I do. The lawlessness bothers me tremendously. What's more, in the suburbs, there's quite a few people that are concerned about federal zoning laws coming in and upending these communities that they have invested their lives in. And so there's a lot of people that are concerned, and they hopefully will vote differently. I also hope that this whole idea that, you know, we're going to keep schools closed and kids are going to have to learn remotely. I think honestly, there's a lot of teachers who would prefer to be back in the classroom. Certainly the suburban teachers would prefer that. I know the coaches want to be back coaching their teams. Yet the Illinois Education Association, has basically said if you don't pony up $180 billion coming from the federal government to schools nationwide, if you don't show us the money, so to speak, we are not on board for opening up our schools. Now, this is an outrageous demand for them to make when schools are taken care of and funded locally. Fortunately, these local school districts are doing differentiated types of services. So we're going to find out very quickly, aren't we, whether or not schools can open safely or they're not, because you do have a variety of situations going on across the state.
I want to ask you one last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Jeannie Ives, who is a former Illinois state representative, very successfully so, and is now running for Congress. What are your thoughts right now on the mood of the Illinois voters potentially in your district, but also of Nancy Pelosi's Congress as it is currently comprised? Do you, when you're talking to your constituents, your potential constituents, what's the vibe that you're getting?
I think that right now folks are mainly concerned with their job, and they're concerned about COVID. There's real concern about COVID, but they're really concerned about their children and their children's future. Will their children be able to get a job? You've got many coming out of right out of college who were offered jobs, and now those jobs are not there. You've got folks that are trying to figure out how do they do e-learning when they both have to work. I think that a lot of times politics comes down to the local situation, so they're not thinking about Nancy Pelosi per se. But they don't know who to blame. But literally, Nancy Pelosi has been a block to so many other good things that could have happened over the last two years. All they did was try to really, you know, go after the president, go after his policies, never a willing partner, trying to extract more and more dollars from the taxpayer for just goofy ideas like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. And so they're the do-nothing Congress. But I honestly don't. I think most people feel it comes down to economics. And people care about their job because a lot of times their job also is their path to affordable health insurance. And so these are core concerns. And Nancy Pelosi has not made that situation better. She's made it worse. And so has every one of their congressmen. They refuse to condemn the defund the police movement. They have put in bills saying that taxpayers should fund congressional campaigns up to $5 million. I mean, they have lots of ways they want to spend other people's money. And that's the takeaway from Nancy Pelosi's tenure for the last 2 years. It's been a disaster.
Jeannie, if people want to support you, I know here in the state of Illinois, we've got some very important Southern Illinois state representative seats right here in the Metro East. And I'm encouraging anybody across the state, if you want to get some of those seats out of the super minority, I encourage people to support those down here. But if we want to support you because a red seat gain anywhere is going to help all of us, where do you encourage
That's
people
right.
to go?
Look, vote against Sean Casson. Support Jeannie Ives. Go to JeannieForCongress.com. We would love it. I am getting donations from across the nation, every single state, because people know this is a fight to take Pelosi out of office. She's been a disaster, pandering to the most extreme elements of her party. And Sean Casson, who I'm running against, has a more extreme voting record than even AOC. He is a one-trick pony on climate change, and, you know, he is voted for every crony deal. and out there. And, you know, he just needs to be taken out of office, because otherwise people across the nation will be impacted by his votes up in Congress.
Well, Jeannie, I always encourage people, if you got $9.71 to donate to these campaigns, then you know it came from us. So I want to send all those $9.70. And I always say, I'm not in charge of the decimal place. So if you want to move the decimal, that's on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.